In order to support our show, we need the help of some great advertisers, and we want to make sure those advertisers are ones you'll actually want to hear about. But we need to learn a little more about you to make that possible. So go to podsurvey.com/lazygenius and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us get to know you better. That way we can bring on advertisers you won't want to skip. Once you've completed the quick survey, you can enter for a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Terms and conditions apply. Again, that's podsurvey.com/lazygenius. Thanks for your help.
Hey there, you're listening to the Lazy Genius Podcast. I'm Kendra Adachi, and I'm here to help you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. Today is episode 202, Revisiting Your Morning Routine. I released an episode about 3 years ago called The Lazy Genius Morning Routine, and I still think it is such a helpful episode. I will put a link in the show notes, but today, after I give you the briefest overview of that original episode, I want to revisit the concept, especially in light of still living kind of in a pandemic, and give you one question you can ask yourself, just one, as you think about how your current morning routine is serving you or not. I'll also share my own current morning routine and its evolution over the last few years if it helps. And bonus, new thing. So back in the day, including in this original morning routine episode, we used to do a Lazy Genius tip of the week. I still get requests years later to bring it back, but I'm going to give you something that I think is even better. We are going to now end every episode for the foreseeable future with a Lazy Genius of the week. So I get tagged on Instagram at the Lazy Genius multiple times a day, where you all share how you're using the Lazy Genius principles from the book, The Lazy Genius Way, or how you're implementing ideas from specific podcast episodes, all kinds of things. I'm going to start sharing one of those every week at the end of each episode. So be sure you're following me on Instagram at The Lazy Genius, and then tag me when you share some kind of Lazy Genius tip or application or whatever you want to share so that I can see it. It'll be fun to bring that feature back, even though it's going to look different than it did before, but I think it's better because it's your ideas and your tips and celebrating y'all, which makes me happy. Okay, let's jump into the episode. First, a Cliff's Notes version of what a Lazy Genius routine is, no matter where it is in the day. So build the right routines is actually a principle in my book, The Lazy Genius Way. And the idea is not to create a list of repetitive tasks. We think that's what a routine is, but that's really only part of it. Because what happens when you don't do, you know, all five of your routine steps? So often we beat ourselves up for not completing said routine. We give up completely if we can't do it all the time, right? Or we think that something is wrong with the routine, so we choose a different five steps, but we can't complete those either. And then the cycle continues. The cycle continues because you're starting from the wrong place. Without this lens, without this Lazy Genius lens, you're starting from the what, from the pieces of your routine, rather than starting with the reason for your routine. A Lazy Genius routine is an on-ramp. It is a collection of choices that take you where you want to go. But those choices really are secondary. They are far less important than where you are going. So for a morning routine, the point for most of us, and I shared this in the last episode, is to kindly open the day with purpose and gradually increase your productive energy. I'll say that again. The purpose of a morning routine is to kindly open the day with purpose and gradually increase your productive energy. You might have a different purpose than that, but I think that it's a safe definition for most of us to start from. So if that's the case, you know what's great? We can all choose what that gradual increase looks like individually. We can choose different things. You don't have to get up at 5 a.m. unless that matters. You don't have to exercise first thing in the morning unless that matters. You get to decide what pieces create that kind opening gradual increase of productive energy. Another thing I said in that first episode that feels worth repeating here is that a morning routine helps you feel like yourself first thing so that you're not frantically searching for yourself throughout the day. That feels true, right? When I enjoy a morning routine, that does help me start with purpose and gradually increase my productive energy. And it's very kind. And all of that happens based on what matters to me. I do feel more like myself already. And I continue to feel like myself as the day goes on. It's kind of like filling your own bucket in the morning so that as you're drained throughout the day, you're not scraping the bottom of the barrel, you know, by lunchtime. So how can you build your own morning routine based on this perspective? With one question, we'll make it real simple. One question. What one thing will help you feel most like yourself in the morning? That's it. What one thing will help you feel most like yourself in the morning? Is it quiet? Music? Coffee? Reading? Meditating? Moving your body? Taking 5 minutes to make a plan for the day? Standing outside? Getting dressed? Connecting with a spouse or a friend? Laughing? The list of possibilities is pretty long. But the magic isn't in the list. The magic is in choosing the one thing that makes you feel like yourself, because we're all different. We all need different things. I remember a conversation I had here on the podcast with Erin Moon about her morning routine. We'll have a link to that in the show notes. It is a highly popular episode. But Erin was struggling in the mornings because she felt the tension between feeling like she should be starting the morning early and on her own, when really she just wanted to stay in bed longer. But she couldn't stay in bed longer because her kids needed supervision and she felt guilty about giving them screen time in the morning, even though that's what they often asked for and were content with when they got it. So when I told Erin that she could just decide to give her kids like a certain amount of screen time in the morning and the kids know that's okay, and then Erin could stay in bed longer and she could gradually increase her productive energy that way, rather than cutting into her sleep and being alone in the dark morning hours when that thing wasn't making her feel like herself. It blew her mind. She was so happy. And I was so happy, because we need to do what makes sense for us. You have to do what makes you feel like yourself. You have to serve what matters to you more than what the routine list says. So that is your singular question. What one thing will help you feel most like yourself in the morning? And then just do that thing. Start small. Make it one thing. Build the right routine by creating an on-ramp with anything you choose, starting with just that one thing, to gradually increase your productive energy in a kind way, in light of who you are and what you need. Those needs change as your life changes. So to give it some context, I will share how my morning routine has evolved over the last 3 years since I released that first episode, after this quick break to hear from our sponsors.
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Recently, I was driving the middle school carpool and the 2 8th graders were talking about how they had to take a foreign language in high school next year. One of them said, "Man, why do we have to take a class? Can't we just use Rosetta Stone? That thing works great." And while I tend to stay quiet during carpool, I did pipe up from the front. It really is, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Lazy Genius podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/genius. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/genius today. This episode is sponsored by Third Love. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love's mission is to take the frustration out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, or as they call them, problems. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. My go-to Third Love bra is the Perfect Coverage 24/7 Classic Bra. It's been a favorite for 3 years, and I find myself reaching for it every morning. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15. This episode is sponsored by Pros. We all know your hair and skin can sway your mood and impact your day, good or bad. But since I switched to Custom Hair Care by Pros, I've had more good hair days than ever before. Pros is made for people, not hair and skin types. Every bottle of Pros Custom Hair and Skin Care is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients. It literally could not exist without you. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of you, what you eat, where you live, and what you want from your hair and skin. My Made for Kendra products take into account the average humidity and UV index in Greensboro. Wild. And because it's made for me, I've seen consistently softer, shinier, stronger hair every day. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/lazygenius. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/lazygenius. That's PROSE.com/lazygenius. This episode is sponsored by Green Chef. Have you heard of Green Chef? I love a good meal kit, and this one puts Whole Foods front and center. Green Chef delivers quality Whole Foods with limited processed ingredients, including low added sugar and sodium smart options, so you can match whatever dietary needs you have. Each week, choose from over 80 flavor-packed meals and easily customize them to suit your lifestyle preferences. I planned for my next Green Chef delivery to come next week, because next week is like peak month of May bonkers, and I already know I will not have the energy for lunches. Yep, I'm using this meal kit box for lunches for me and my husband, and I cannot wait. Want to try Green Chef? Go to greenchef.com/lazygenius50 and use code lazygenius50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. That's greenchef.com/lazygenius50 and use code lazygenius50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. The number one meal kit for eating well.
All right, so let's talk about how your routine can change, even when the primary purpose stays the same. The reason for my own morning routine, that reason has not changed in the last 3 years. It is still kindly opening the day and gradually building to productive energy by doing things that make me feel like myself and remind me of myself before I get thrown into another day. That has not changed, but the routine itself has. Okay, so 3 years ago, my morning routine, and I had to actually like listen to that old episode to know what it was because I do not remember things very well. So 3 years ago, my morning routine involved getting up early, like 5:15, 5:30. I would make coffee because I like the slowness of it before anyone else woke up. I would do 10 minutes or so of yoga and meditation. I would read. I would finish up the school lunches that were mostly already made from the day before. And I also used to wash my face before I left my room. I don't know. I don't remember that, but that's real. Also, in re-listening to that first episode, apparently those were the days when Annie, my youngest, she would wake up at 8 a.m. That is weird. I do not remember this. Like I have to have an alarm in her room that I've had with my boys too, who are 9 and 11, where the light turns on when you're allowed to leave your room. My children are not oversleepers. I have to make them stay in, to make them stay in their rooms. So it's so weird. It's so weird to think about the fact that Annie used to wake up at 8. Like, what is happening? And what's funny is I do not remember this. This is why, side note, when my kids ask me to tell them stories about when they were little, I have basically no answers because everything gets kind of blocked out with each stage, which this is why I need Emily P. Freeman to help me reflect. This is why I need her. Okay. So back to it. My routine has changed since then, but more importantly, why? It's not so much what has it changed to, but why has it changed? All right, so I used to wash my face first. And when I thought back, like, why did I do that? It's because I would often forget to wash my face. Like, if I didn't do it first thing, I would just like get dressed and do my thing and it was fine. I was also home with a tiny baby or a toddler or whatever. And so you forget about things like that. And also back then, skincare, it wasn't that important to me, but it matters more now than it used to. I don't forget to wash my face anymore. And I do it when I'm getting showered and dressed and stuff, which I didn't always do at the beginning of the day several years ago. So that is no longer part of my morning routine, right? Now, I used to get up at 5:15 or 5:30 because I needed a longer stretch of alone time, pretty much because I was at home with Annie all day. I was never alone. This was before she was in school. Well, now she is. Now she goes to preschool 5 days a week. And my boys now, they are also more self-sufficient than they were a few years ago. On top of that, I do not go to bed as early as I did back then. And then, I didn't want to wake up as early because my boys, they stay up later than they used to. So that extra bit of alone time or hanging out with Kaz, it's at night now instead of in the morning because my boys are up later than they used to be. And so I want to stay up later, which means I sleep later, right? I'm also just not as desperate for immediate alone time because the morning hours, they're just not the only time I'm alone anymore. So the time I get up has changed. Now, it's usually by 6 o'clock, which is half an hour before the kids get up. But even this morning that I'm recording this, I did not wake up until a kid woke me up. So it changes. This leads me to how the morning routine has morphed the most. All right. So I still want that gradual increase of productive energy, right? That's still important. Well, we kind of have a family morning routine now that does that job. I don't need my own routine for that anymore. The family has the gradual increase already built in. So at 6:30, Annie, she gets up. That's when the green lights come on. That's what we say is our alarms have these they light up. I'm sure some of y'all have those, but a green light turns on. That's the thing. Has your green light turned on yet? Has your green light come on? So the green lights come on at 6:36. So around then, Annie gets up and she helps me make my coffee. She knows how much sugar to use. She knows how to press the button on the Nespresso or the French press, whatever coffee I'm making that day. And it's actually really sweet. She and I slowly, gradually begin the day together at that point. That's become part of our family morning routine. Okay. So I don't make coffee first thing in the morning. I don't need to. I also used to have to drag the boys away from playing to get ready for school and brush their teeth and stuff, but they don't need that as much anymore. They just don't need that. They have their own morning routine where they also get up at 6:30, but they listen to music in their room from 6:30 to 7. So really, I'm only parenting one kid at once instead of all three. And they're not really playing and getting distracted. And they know as part of their routine, they need to come out and be dressed for school by 7 o'clock. That's just the deal. Now, of course, I have to go and be guys, it's almost seven, but it's not that big of a deal. And they get their own breakfast, which is a lot easier now, right? Now, while the boys get their breakfast, Annie and I make school lunches for everybody. And we're both still in our pajamas. Again, it's very, very gradual, right? We're gradually increasing the productivity as a family. So Annie and I get those done. And then Kaz takes the boys to school. And then it's just me and Annie again. And we have a solid 30 or 45 minutes before we need to leave to take her to school. And so we spend that time together getting ready. So it's just a very gradual process. Now, even though I'm with all the kids, it doesn't feel as much like a gauntlet as it did, say, 3 years ago, because I know the alone time is coming. It's coming. Once everyone's in school, it's coming. The morning routine is really more for my family now than for me. So when I get up before anyone else, it's just icing, right? I read, I do some yoga, I journal. But I'm not tied to any particular activity. I'm not tied to any of those things. I do what I feel like doing that morning, what makes me feel most like myself in the time that I have. And that piece about choosing the one thing that helps you feel like yourself, spoiler, mine is music. I say that all the time. Music is everything to me. I let the boys listen to their own weird music in their rooms so that I can listen to mine in the kitchen when we're getting ready and stuff. I turn on my chill Irish instrumental music or a playlist I've made. And with that as the background to our loose family routine that gradually increases in productive energy, I'm in really good shape. Another thing that makes me feel not like myself is being rushed. I do not like being rushed. But the way that our family morning routine is set up, it keeps that from being super rushed, right? There are definitely mornings where a kid forgets their mask, or Sam gets distracted reading his book and he forgets to brush his teeth and we're running a little bit late, or Annie spills my coffee and so I have to make sandwiches like a lot faster than I would want to. But overall, the rhythm in the mornings is the same. It's not super frantic. It's gradual as a family. And because of the music that I'm listening to, honestly, and then just sort of being present with that, I feel like myself. There's a looser expectation to what I need the morning to be. And it helps me relax and feel like myself. Now, eventually, it will change again. That routine, the way it looks, will change again. It'll have the same purpose, but it will look different. Maybe even a couple of months when the pandemic is over. In fact, when I was just thinking about this, when the boys were home for virtual school, the first half of this school year that we're in right now, that was just a few months ago. They just started going back in January. So all of last fall, I absolutely got up earlier every single day to have alone time because I didn't have any otherwise. We were always together. None of us were alone. Like for a really long time, so many of us have not been alone. Some of you still aren't alone. Some of you still aren't. But naming the point of it all, right? Naming what matters, that helps you have less attachment to the specifics of your routine and have more kindness and grace when those elements change, because they will change. But there's less pressure because you're still accomplishing what you're after, just in multiple ways, depending on who you are and what your life looks like right now. And you can start small with just one thing, rather than depending on these 5 to 10 steps, when you really just need to think about where you're going, right? I hope that's helpful. That is our revisiting to our morning routine. Just remember the point. It is a kind opening. It is a gradual increase in productive energy that also pays honor to what makes you feel like yourself. And then just ask yourself what one thing can contribute to that, and then just do that thing. Again, for me, it's music. If I'm playing music, I love, even when the morning is hectic and a kid wakes me up instead of I got up on my own and I did nothing for myself, it's kind of still okay. It's not ideal, but it's actually okay because that's my one thing. You can try on a few one things if you get stuck, but just keep asking. Start small, pay attention, name what matters as you build the right routine. Okay, before we go, let's celebrate our first Lazy Genius of the week. This is so exciting. Today's is Danielle Barham. She posted this recently. The Lazy Genius principle that has made the biggest difference in my life: make sure that your counters are clear and ready to receive your groceries before you head to the store. And then she shared a picture of her empty counter. That singular tip, I shared that on Instagram like years ago. It is such a game changer, and it deserves to be mentioned as often as possible. It is just so helpful because you're not like moving stuff out of the way when you get home with like your bags of groceries. If you're a Costco haul person, clean off your counters before you leave. It is like, it changes everything. Danielle is, she's often very, very generous in sharing Lazy Genius tips and thoughts on her Instagram. So thank you, Danielle. You are our first Lazy Genius of the week. I appreciate you and all of you who listen to this podcast, who follow me on Instagram, who share the love of the book and the podcast, all of it. It's the most delightful, humbling thing. And I'm so grateful. So thank you for listening. I'm grateful you're here. And until next time, be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. I'm Kendra, and I'll see you next week.